Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. Welcome home to yourself. Allowing the body to become really, really comfortable. Any way that the body would like to rest. Any position that will feel nourishing to the body. Way to rest that will bring the body peaceful stillness. Any supports that the body would benefit from. Bring them now to your little nidra nest. Take care of the body. Make sure it's well cared for. Know that this practice can be trusted to hold the body, the mind, the spirit, the thoughts, the emotions. All of you, hold you safe and bring you safely back on the other side of the practice. So allowing now the body to become still. Allow movements to fall away. To cease. Allow there to be a shift from a state of doing into a state of being. Know that there is nothing else to do than to be here right now, listening to this voice, or maybe not even paying that closely attention. As the body settles, becomes more still. Notice that there is movement in the body still. Movement from the breath flowing in and out. Moving the body in its own rhythm, to its own accord. And simply allow the breath to do what the breath does. Allow the breath to breathe the body. Allow the breath to bring in this vitalizing air and to let go at the end of the exhalation. And you may use the exhale now as a way of letting go deeper and deeper. So on each exhalation you may feel like you're sinking deeper into the ground. Perhaps noticing the points of contact between the body and the surface beneath. Whatever surface is holding you securely stable on the earth somewhere. Sinking deeper and deeper. With the steady, calm rhythm of the breath. Feeling the warmth inside the body. Nourishing, comforting, little glowing fire running through the body. And allowing the body to receive the touch. Touch of the covers or clothes. And maybe even a very subtle touch of the air, anywhere that the body is uncovered, the cheeks or the hands. And noticing all the sounds arriving into the ears. And know that you do not need to go out and find the sounds. The sounds come to you. And you can simply give them a sweet welcome as they arrive. All of the sounds far away, all of the sounds closer to you, all of the sounds within the body. Welcome. Bring now the awareness to the points between the two eyebrows on the forehead. And simply touch this point lightly with the awareness. If you like, you can imagine a golden white light, a warm little glow. As you touch this space with your awareness, leaving a warm glowing light. And bringing the awareness to the two cheeks, leaving warm glowing light on the cheeks. Touching the nose, tip of the nose with the awareness. And bringing the awareness down to the upper lip, lower lip, chin, base of the throat. And touching the left shoulder, elbow, inside of the left wrist, and the tip of the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. The inside of the left wrist, elbow, top of the shoulder, back to the base of the throat. Bringing the awareness to the right shoulder, inside of the right elbow, inside of the right wrist, right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. And gently touching with the awareness the inside of the right wrist, elbow, top of shoulder, bringing the awareness back to the base of the throat, leaving a little light to glow there, a warm glowing light. Bringing the awareness to the center of the chest, the center of the breastbone, leaving a big patch of glowing light here, the center, the heart space. Touching with the awareness the left breast and the right breast and the center of the chest. Letting the awareness flow down and touch the diaphragm, the navel, the Mount of Venus, and the left hip bone, left knee, ankle, heel, left foot, big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth toe, ankle, knee, hip bone, Mount of Venus, right hip bone, right knee, right ankle, heel, right foot, big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth toe, heel, ankle, knee, hip bone, Mount of Venus, bringing the awareness back up through the navel, solar plexus, and coming to rest in the center of the chest, in the middle of the breastbone, allowing the breath to flow in and out of this space. As if the heart herself is breathing. Breathing in, feeling the energy of the heart filling up the whole of the body. Breathing out, letting the awareness come deep inside the heart, in the middle of the chest, in the center, deep within. The deep heart's core. Inhaling, expanding that energy of the heart to fill the whole of the body. And exhaling, finding that deep heart's core deep within. Inhaling, filling up the body. Exhaling, finding that space deep inside. And inviting now for the witness conscience to hold both of these experiences, the body filled up with the energy of the heart, and an awareness of the presence in the deep heart's core, a point or a space deep inside in the center. Both of these at the same time together. And now let go of this. Imagine now a sense of complete chaos, whatever that looks like. Imagine the body immersed in chaos. Chaos all around, chaos within, chaos without. Maybe it's fragmented, maybe it's messy, maybe it's moving very fast, maybe it's moving in directions that are unpredictable. Maybe there is sound. What does it feel like? The body is immersed in chaos, the mind immersed in chaos, the emotions immersed in chaos. What kind of experience is that? Simply invited. And imagine now the opposite, a space of complete order. The body immersed in a space of complete order, where everything is in its right place, in its right time. Every movement is coordinated, choreographed, elegant. Everything is belonging where it should be. Everything is in its place, complete order, complete coherence. What does that feel like? What does that feel like in the emotions? In the thoughts, completely organized thoughts. And invite now for both of these experiences to be there at the same time. The experience of chaos and order. Complete disarray, complete organization at the same time together. And now let go of this. See the body now, lying as it is. Imagine the shape the body is lying in. Imagine the body lying in a space of secure darkness. And see now for the inner eye a pair of golden scissors. Golden scissors held in a gentle hand of light. Secure, stable hand that can be trusted. A hand that knows. And realize now that that hand is your hand. It's not attached to the body, but it is yours. And if you like, you can now snip away at anything adhering to the body that you would like to set free. So with this knowing hand of light, which is your hand, simply cut away any threads of connection that are no longer serving you, any threads of connection that are no longer in line with the greater good of everyone involved, any attachment or any connection, any relation that you would like to let go of. Simply gently snip it away, this pair of golden scissors. It may be that you're cutting quite far away from the body. It may be that you're cutting closer. Whatever feels right, but know that the scissors are not harmful. And know that this hand is wise and can be trusted. It is your hand. Simply snip away anything that you no longer want to be attached to. And as you think the hand, you can allow it to dissolve into thin air, bringing the awareness back to the breath, and just noticing how the breath feels now. Does it feel freer? Is there grief inside the lungs now? A sense of loss, and liberation. Whatever is there, simply allow it to arise and fall in the rhythm of the breath. Growing and falling away to the rhythm of the breath. The cyclical movement of the breath that cleanses and renews, revitalizes, and allows whatever needs to die, fall away from the body, to fall away through the exhale. And as this practice now slowly draws to a close, know that you can take with you a sense of being free of anything you want to be free of. Being able to act in accordance with the greater good. Act in accordance with the heart. A seed of wisdom deep inside. And invite now the breath to bring you back. Inviting especially the inhale to become a little bit more pronounced. A little bigger, maybe a little bit louder. Allowing that inhale to now pull you back, 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 all the way back to the here and now. Remember where you're lying. Remember the time of day. Remember where you are. Allowing the in-breath to lift you and bring you back. And staying now in this liminal space for as long as you'd like. Noticing how on the inhale the outside comes into the body, and on the exhale the inside comes out into the external world. The breath bridging your inside and the outside world. Your breath always there as a dialogue. In your own time, whenever you're ready, you may move, you may stretch, you may take a big sigh or a big yawn, just as if you're waking up in the morning. And from here you can either stay in this liminal space a little bit, you can drop into sleep if you would like, or you can come back to a fully awakened state and be ready to carry on with a more active state of being. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Thank you for listening.